and welcome to the Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we want to welcome you into the month of November. 2017 is almost over. And we'll be listening to songs from just a few of the shows, and there are many, that opened in November.
We've decided to make 1980 our cutoff date, and all the shows we're going to be sampling today opened after 1980. And our first November opening is a revival of Kiss Me, Kate, which opened on November 18th, 1999 at the Martin Beck Theater and played for 881 performances. This revival almost equaled the original, which opened in December of 1948 and played for 1,077 performances and won 5 Tony Awards. From the original cast recording of this revival, which starred Maren Mazzie and Brian Stokes Mitchell, we're going to be hearing a song called Brush Up Your Shakespeare, and we've got all of the verses. It's sung here by Lee Wilcoff and Michael Mulheron.
Today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and, believe me, Bo, Sophocles, also Sappho. Unless you know Shelley and Keats and Pope, dainty Debbies will call you a dope.
But the poet of them all,
who will start 'em simply raving,
is the poet people call
the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just declaim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she bites when her clothes you are mussing,
what a close much ado about nothing.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out at Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If you can't be a ham and do Hamlet, they will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your lap will have honey upon it.
When your baby is pleading for pleasure,
let her sample your measure for measure.
Woo!
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsuit,
and they'll all kowtow.
E-faith,
and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Better mention the Merchant of Venice,
when her sweet pound of flesh you would menace.
If the virtue at first she defends well,
just remind her that all's well that ends well.
And if still she won't give you a bonus,
you know what Venus got from Adonis.
Woo!
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Thinkst thou?
And they'll all kowtow.
As by Americans, and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. If your girl is a Washington Heights dream,
treat the kid to a Midsummer's Night's Dream. If she then wants an all by herself night,
let her rest every 11th or 12th night. If because of your heat she gets huffy,
simply play on and lay on McDuffie. And they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth.
And they'll all kowtow.
Thinks thou.
And they'll all kowtow. We trow. And they'll all kowtow.
Lee Wilcoff and Michael Mulharan sang Brush Up Your Shakespeare from the revival of Kiss Me, Kate.
We have another revival that opened almost 3 years later on November the 23rd, 2003, at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. It ran for 497 performances, just shy of the 559 of the original production of Wonderful Town by Bernstein, Comden, and Green. This is also called Donna Murphy's Wonderful Town because she was such a big hit in it. From the original cast, we're going to go to a song that Ted loves dearly called The Wrong Note Rag. Performing it are Donna Murphy, Jennifer Westfeld, and the company.
Well, there's a hallucination that is going around. A simple little lady that is sweeping the town. Drive you insane. Because you find you never get it out of your brain. They call it the wrong note rag.
Bunny hung, turkey trot. Give me the wrong note rag.
Please play that lovely wrong note, because that wrong note just makes me doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-wah-wah. That note is such a strong note. It makes me rig-riggy-tick, rig-riggy-tick-tacky.
Wig-wiggy, wig-wiggy-wiggy, wig-wacky.
Don't play that right polite note, because that right note just makes me blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Give me that new and grown-up.
And sister, watch my desk.
Watch my smoke.
Doing the wrong note rag.
From the revival of Wonderful Town from 2003, that was Donna Murphy with Jennifer Westfeld and the company with The Wrong Note Rag.
Our next two shows obviously hit a wrong note because they did not succeed, but we like some of the music anyway. The first of those is Teddy and Alice, which opened on November 12, 1987 at the Minskoff Theater and played for only 77 performances. They took the music of John Philip Sousa and added lyrics by Hal Hackady. And it was the story of Teddy Roosevelt and Alice Roosevelt, who was his hostess in the White House. Len Cariou played Teddy Roosevelt. Now, he didn't record any of the songs, but Gordon Stanley did, and we have one of those recordings. Here is Gordon Stanley, who did record some of the songs from Teddy and Alice, to sing a song called Make This a House. And if it sounds familiar, it's because it's by John Philip Sousa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's a dreadful thing to come into the presidency this way, but it would be a far worse thing to be morbid about it. So blow your noses, dry your eyes. We've got a house to clean, a lot of house to clean. And by a house, I mean this country. No mistake, it's bound to take a lot of elbow grease. We've only got the lease for 3 more years, 6 months. It's not the kind of lease they automatically renew. So that'll have to do. Let's all of us fall to and go to work to get this country looking good as new. It's time for me and you to man up room and room by room by room by room. Make this a house fit to hang your hat. Make this a house so inviting that they'll wear a hole in the welcome mat. Let's clean it all from wall to wall. Fear, the roof's about to fall with cracks in every wall. We need an overhauling, for our country's no fit place to live for anyone at all, till everyone can call it home sweet home. By George, a house this old is bound to look a little worse for wear. It's apt to need repair. It's gonna take some airing out. Let's all roll up our sleeves and grab a bucket and a mop and put it back the way it was before. And floor by floor by floor by floor. Make this a house sound in every way. Make this a house you'll be proud to say. That's where I live. That's my USA. Neat as a pin, outside and in. Make this a house with a catalog. Make this a house, a house by the park. A house that long ago beyond the promised land. As fine and grand as it was planned. This house, this house, this land.
Gordon Stanley and an uncredited chorus sang Make This a House from Teddy and Alice.
The musical O Brother, which was a retelling of Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, did even worse than Teddy and Alice. It only ran for 3 performances after opening on November 10, 1981, at the Anta Theater. Music and lyrics were by Michael Valenti and David Driver. Ted got to see one of the previews of that, and the man sitting in front of him lasted through this number we're going to be playing, which was the prologue and the opening number, which is called We Love an Old Story. That was enough for him. Apparently, he just wanted to see the prologue, and he left. So we'll play that prologue for you. Here from the original cast, and we do have an original cast recording, is Larry Marshall with the company. The prologue and We Love an Old Story from O Brother.
A long time ago, while my wife and I were traveling here in the Middle East and round about the earth, my wife, being pregnant, took time out for giving birth. And miracle of miracles, she gave one joyful noise, and from her hurled into this world identical twin boys.
Oh, was there another woman in the same hospital, same room, same time, giving birth to twin boys?
Yes.
Also identical?
Yes.
And the second lady, by giving her sons birth, did she leave for paradise, departing from this earth?
Yes, a very tragic death.
Was this ever a musical?
A musical?
I think I saw it in Baghdad.
You did. I've got the album.
Helen and Don.
Helen and Don. Helen, 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 Don. Helen and Don. Helen and Don. Helen and Helen.
You got it all wrong.
Wait a minute. Did you and your wife adopt those other twins?
Yes. To raise as brothers to our own.
We've all heard that story.
100 times. Yeah.
I just started telling it.
Now I think I've got it. Yes, this ancient story stems from an English playwright on the River Thames.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But we love an old story, loved it then. Love to hear it new all over again.
But fellas, that's
but
not...
But with variations twisted about, so we're all kept guessing how it all turns out. We love an old story, always will. Every time it's told, it brings back a thrill. Love it when the twists suddenly switch, and we're all kept speculating who is which.
From Oh Brother, you heard Larry Marshall and the Company with Prologue, We Love an Old Story.
Grand Hotel, unlike the previous two shows, hit the right notes, and after it opened on November 12, 1989, it ran for 1,118 performances at the Martin Beck Theater. It featured musical numbers by Wright and Forrest and Murray Yeston. It was amazing with the number of characters they had, how well they developed each character, and three of the men in the show are going to sing our next number and tell you something about themselves. They are performed by John Wiley, Brent Barrett, and Michael Jeter, and the song is called I Waltz Alone.
The Grand Hotel at night, behind a door, a gramophone is faintly, faintly playing. And in my room at night, I waltz alone. Your fancy won't take flight. There is no place of plush and pearls, no whirling girls, no countless candles glowing. by your lamp's dim light. You waltz alone.
Tell me something, old socks. Aren't you really afraid of dying?
Oh, it's not the dying that frightens me. It's death.
I'm not sure I get the distinction.
While you're dying, you're still alive. Take my word for it, dying can take a blessed long time. I'm convinced that even that last split second can last an eternity. The important thing, my friend, is not to die penniless. They don't treat you like a human being. That's why I cashed in everything, so I would always have it right here where I could touch it. Where's my pocketbook? Oh, God, where's my pocketbook?
Maybe still. Forget your pocketbook.
It's got everything in it, though. My winnings, my saving. It's got my burial insurance. They'll throw me out onto the street.
Listen, old socks. Absolutely forgot. You gave it to me to hold, remember?
I did.
You certainly did.
That's a neatly done turn.
Oh. Oh, yeah, now I remember. I said, hold it for me. And you said, if you say so, old socks, I knew I could depend on you.
Your room grows dark. It almost seems you're flying. Are you? And in my room at night, I waltz alone.
John Wiley, Brent Barrett, and Michael Jeter sang I Waltz Alone from Grand Hotel.
I was surprised that our next musical didn't do better than it did. Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens wrote Seussical, the musical. It opened at the Richard Rogers Theater on November 30th in 2000 and only ran for 198 performances, and I have a funny feeling that was because people thought it was a children's show. The characters weren't really painted as children. In fact, we can see many of the things happening in the world today that happened in the script for Seussical, so maybe it deserves another look. But from the original cast, we do have David Shiner as the Cat in the Hat, and he'll be joined by the chorus for a song called A Day for the Cat in the Hat.
You're sad. Oh, dear. Well, luckily for you, the cat is here. Think of a day that is rainy and gray and as dull as they come. And there is nobody there and you're kicking a chair and it's ow, so hum. Nothing to do and nobody but you on a day that is flatter than flat. Well, that is a day for the cat in the hat. Of a house that is small as a mouse and as neat as a pin. Oh, it's so tidy and clean, if you know what I mean. And your folks are not in. No one but you since a quarter to two. And you've sat and you've sat and you've sat. Oh, that is the time for the cat in the hat. The cat in the hat, in the hat, in the hat, in the hat.
The cat and the cat and the cat in the hat.
Think of the day that is
open the locks and think out of the box. And today is your day. Bounce on the brink of whatever you think. And oh, what could be better than that? And that is the fun of a cat in the hat.
The cat in the hat!
From Seussical the Musical, that was David Shiner in the chorus with A Day for the Cat in the Hat. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of November on The Dress Circle.
Our next musical is Billy Elliot, which opened on November 13th, 2008 at the Imperial Theater and played for 1,312 performances. And that was not as well as it did in London, where it played 4,600 performances. Billy Elliot did win 10 Tony Awards. And from Billy Elliot, we're going to be hearing a song called Born to Boogie. It's sung by Hayden Gwynn, Steve Elias, and Liam Maurer as Billy Elliot.
You have to release your inner caveman and everything will just flow naturally.
Eh?
Hit it, Mr. Braithwaite.
We weren't born to stand still in a question of will. Gotta move, it's a fact. You were born to react. You were made to behave like you will in the grave. When the music is played, well, your soul will be swayed and your feet, they will move as if only to prove that it wasn't by chance we were destined to dance.
We were born to boogie. We were born to boogie. It ain't a poser, 'cause we're born a monster. From the day of creation, we were the dance sensation. Come on, shake your booty, 'cause we were born.
Again, intermediate level, use the floor, and in, and chair.
Oh, miss, I can't do it.
Billy, come on. Balance. Next level. That's it, Billy. Beautiful arms. That's great. Go on.
That's it, Billy, son. Come on. Let's go, barista.
Looking great, Mrs. Wilkinson.
Come, you, Mr. Braithwaite, dancing, Billy. Know you're flying.
danced around because they say it's in the DNA. We were born a boogie. We were born a boogie. We were born a boogie. We're all born to boogie.
Hayden Gwynn, Steve Elias, and Liam Maurer sang Born to Boogie.
Thank you. You got it right that time. Let's go to 1987, November 5th to be exact, and the Martin Beck Theater for a musical that we both loved when we stood for the first time. Into the Woods opened and ran for 764 performances. We're going to one of my favorite characters, Joanna Gleason, as the baker's wife, and the second act when she basically and literally runs across Cinderella's prince. He was played by Robert Westenberg. Here they are to sing Any Moment and Moments in the Wood.
Anything can happen in the woods. May I kiss you? Any moment we could be crushed. Don't feel rushed.
This is ridiculous. What am I doing here? I'm in the wrong story. Wait one moment, please. We can't do this.
Of course, you're right. How foolish. Foolishness can happen in the woods. Once again, please, let your hesitations be hushed. Any moment, big or small, is a moment. After all, seize the moment. Skies may fall any moment. Days are made of moments, all are worth exploring. Many kinds of moments, none is worth ignoring. All we have are moments, memories for storing. One would be so boring.
But this is not right.
Right and wrong don't matter in the woods. Only feelings let us meet the moment unblushed. Life is often so unpleasant. You must know that as a peasant, best to take the moment present as a present for the moment. I must leave you.
Why?
The giant.
Will we find each other in the woods again?
This was just a moment in the woods, our moment, shimmering and lovely and sad. Leave the moment, just be glad for the moment that we had. Every moment is a moment when you're in the woods. Goodbye.
What was that? Was that me? Was that him? Did a prince really kiss me? And kiss me? And kiss me? And did I kiss him back? Was it wrong? Am I mad? Is that all? Does he miss me? Was he suddenly getting bored with me? Wake up, stop dreaming, stop prancing about the woods. It's not beseeming, what is it about the woods? Back to life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband, you can't live in the woods. There are vows, there are ties, there are needs, there are standards, there are shouldn'ts and shoulds. Why not both instead? If you're clever, have a child for warmth and a baker for bread and a prince for whatever. Never, it's these woods. Face the facts, find the boy, join the group, stop the giant, just get out of these woods. Was that him? Yes, it was. Was that me? No, it wasn't just a trick of the woods. Just a moment. One peculiar passing moment. Must it all be either less or more, either plain or grand? Is it always or is it never? And that's what woods are for those moments in the woods. Oh, if life were made of moments, even now and then a bad one. But if life were only moments, then you'd never know you had one. First a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment. Who can live in the woods? And to get what you wish only just for a moment, these are dangerous woods. Let the moment go. Don't forget it for a moment, though. Just remembering you've had an and when you're back to or makes the or mean more than it did before. Now I understand, and it's time to leave the woods.
From Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, you heard Joanna Gleason as the Baker's Wife and Robert Westenberg as Cinderella's Prince with Any Moment and Moments in the Woods.
One of the box office champs of November is Mary Poppins, which opened on November 16, 2006 at the New Amsterdam Theater and played for 2,619 performances. On both sides of the Atlantic, the role of Bert, and you remember Dick Van Dyke from the movie, was played by Gavin Lee, and he leads the company in the number we've chosen called Step in Time.
Brush away the dirt and soot. Brush away your tears. Cobwebs that aren't swept away. See for Mars, our idea of heaven is a night out on the tiles. We may look and
we may look a motley
crew, smudged with tar and
smudged with tar and wine.
But when you need that happy man, we try to step in,
try to step in,
try to step in, just in.
Step in.
Step in time.
Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. We will step in, step in time. Over the rooftop, step in time. Over the rooftop, step in time. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Over the rooftop, step in time.
A perfect crime, don't it seem a shame
when the steps aren't going as smoothly as they might?
Step in time.
Gavin Lee as Bert in a spectacular dance around the proscenium arch led the company of Mary Poppins in Step in Time. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Jersey Boys had an even better run. It opened originally on November 6, 2005, and had nearly 12 years of performances, closing with 4,642 performances in total. Let's listen to one of the big songs that was a huge hit before it even opened. Of course, it's been a huge hit for years. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and from the original cast, we have John Lloyd Young.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Oh!
are just too good to be true.
John Lloyd Young from Jersey Boys with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Mel Brooks had two big hits on Broadway. The second, Young Frankenstein, didn't do as well as the first, and that was The Producers. Young Frankenstein opened on November 8, 2007 at the Hilton Theater and played for 485 performances. From the original cast recording, we're going to be hearing Christopher Fitzgerald, Roger Bart, Sutton Foster, Fred Applegate, and the company do Transylvania Mania.
The monster's awake. Igor, we have to come up with some sort of diversion and fast before...
Forget about the foxtrot. Throw away the waltz. Take away the two-step and all that other schmaltz. Are you ready for what's been going on? It's a doozy, makes you woozy. It's the new phenomenon. Have you heard about the mania? If not, then let me explain ya. Yes, sir, it's the Transylvania Mania. Whether you're in Ruritania or a dance hall in Albania, yes, sir, it's the Transylvania Mania. Everybody who's been viewing it can't resist its appeal. Everybody's out there doing it, millionaire and schlemiel. So join the fun, let's all be zania. Even Liths in Lithuania love it. It's the latest rage. Lose the blues and don't complain-ia. Hit the dance floor, feel no pain-ia. Love it. Do the Transylvania Mania.
Just accept it, don't refrain-ia.
Don't resist.
Come on, kids, let's raise some cania.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the latest craze.
Without the pits.
It's a week in Spint and Biarritz.
It's all the rage with the French and Brits.
The Transylvania Mania.
In the newest quip from Algonquin wits.
It's the winning horse that never quits.
It's the poppycosh with an ice cold schlitz.
Here's the Transylvania Mania. The Transylvania Mania.
It's southern fried with a side of Brits.
It's Batty's Tunes and Jazzowitz.
It's an etude played by Horowitz.
It's Irving Berlin's putting on the ring.
The Transylvania Mania.
We'll close with the big winner. For nearly 20 years, The Lion King has been on stage. It opened originally November 13, 1997, and has gone on for 8,286 performances. Here from the original cast are Heather Headley and the company with Shadowland. We are done, but we hope you'll join us next week when we take a look at more box office champs. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.